On Saturday breakfast this morning with Jamie and Charlotte, good morning to you. A very cute story for you this morning. Students at Leeming Primary School have a new friend that loves to help them to read.
It's nice.
Seamus, his name is. He's not a student. He's not a teacher. He is a dog. He's a schnoodle, in fact, and he's part of the Story Dogs Initiative, which is a program where dogs visit schools to encourage kids to pick up a book and give reading a try. And our very own Saturday Brekkies, Lorraine Horsley, went along to the school to sit in on story time.
We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. What a beautiful day. We're not scared. Hush up.
Belinda Williams is the library officer at Leeming Primary School. Why did you want to get involved with the Story Dog program?
I seen it down south of the river at another school that I actually work at. And when I came the library officer at Leeming Primary School, I thought it'd be really wonderful to bring this along with us. Clive MB, the principal, was very happy about having this on board. So we were the first people in the Melville area to have the Story Dogs be involved.
Down flew the bird, and down jumped the frog, down came the cat, and
phew,
said the dog.
Gabby, can you tell me what story you're reading to Seamus today?
Room on the Ring.
And what sort of books do you think Seamus enjoys the most?
Room on the Broom.
That's a favourite, do you think?
Yeah.
And what do you like best about this story?
Reading to Seamus. I have this book as well.
I'm going to give Seamus a treat, could he? Oh, that's very crunchy.
Now we're watching Seamus at the moment. He's over there working with a student. It's obviously an exciting book. He's sitting up looking quite alert. What did the children feedback to you about Seamus?
They were very excited when they went back to class, just how wonderful it was, and they couldn't wait to come back this week. So that's really encouraging for the dog and for us as well.
And what sort of impact do you hope it might have on their reading?
It's all about, you know, the literacy and making them want to be able to pick up a book and read, encouraging them to read, and that's the most important thing, that children feel comfortable as well, and with them feeling comfortable and having someone, you know, having the dog listen to them, it makes them feel like that they want to read as well.
When Sid?
Sid off from school, one day a happy
feeling
came his way.
That's it.
What's your favourite part of reading to Seamus?
The doggy flight.
Yeah, the doggy flew, did he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think Seamus has a favourite story?
Yeah, I think so.
Which one do you think might be his favourite?
I think his favourite is this one.
Do you like that one too?
Yeah.
Susan, as Seamus's owner, do you think he enjoys coming along and being part of the story time?
He certainly does, yes. he's very keen to meet the children and come back here with them and listen.
Yeah. And does he have a favourite genre, do you think?
Not yet, no.
Linda Williams is one of the coordinators for Story Dogs in Western Australia. Linda, how many schools have Story Dogs in WA?
We have 46 schools with about 60 individual volunteer dog teams.
That's a lot of people and a lot of dogs. What do the dogs and the owners get out of it?
You get an amazing reward. Your dog gets to actually work, and he or she actually loves the interaction with the children. Just to know that we're helping children with their literacy is just wonderful.
And why dogs? What are some of the benefits of reading to a dog?
Benefits of reading to a dog are they're not judgmental. So we talk through the dog. If the child makes a mistake on a word, we don't pick it up unless it has some impact on the story. We may talk to the dog and say, Fido thinks that that story might not make sense. Do you want to go back and revisit that story or that line? So we actually talk through the dogs. The Dogs don't care if you make a mistake. Sometimes they sleep through the sessions and that's okay as well.
Bedtime story.
Yes, relax, that they have read fluently and beautifully enough that they've sent the dog to sleep, in which case they're then called snory dogs.
We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. What a beautiful day. We're not scared.
Do you think this might be good for more reluctant readers? Give them another opportunity to go, hey, I want to pick up a book because I want to sit with Seamus?
Yes, and look, some children find that hard to do. You know, they think, well, you know, oh, I just can't do this. This book looks a little bit awkward. But, you know, having Seamus there, it's giving them encouragement to be able to be able to want to read more, and that's really important to me.
The witch tapped the broom and... whoosh, they were gone.
No.
And there is no more. Bye, Seamus. Mm-hmm. Have a good day. See you next time.
So cute. Bye, Seamus.
I just have one question, Charlotte.
Mm.
What if you're a kid that doesn't like to read and you're scared of dogs? It's not going to work for you, is it?
Well, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
You're in trouble. Now, look, Seamus the dog there, enjoying some stories at Leeming Primary School. And if you would like to get involved with the program, you can learn more at storydogs.org.au.
Get your weekend off to a great start with Jamie Burnett and Charlotte Hamlin
on ABC Radio Perth.